Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Friday, February 23rd, 2024, 9.06 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Let's take a look at some weather in the area. Let's see if we can get some forecast in. Taking a look, looks like generally in the area, we're going to have partly to mostly sunny skies and dry weather today. Temperatures near to slightly above normal, and mild and dry weather continuing through the weekend before turning more unsettled and active early next week. That's according to the U.S. National Weather Service at a Grand Junction. Looking at some of those weather forecasts, looks like 56 is the high today in, or is anticipated to be the high today in Moab. Taking a look elsewhere, Monticello's high looks like will be 44. And over in Cortez, they've got a high of 54 today. So, kind of a little bit warmer than normal winter day. Kind of been on par, though, for what a lot of this week has been. So, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some news out of Moab, where Doug McMurdo of the Times Independent reporting on Moab City getting ready to apply for a dark sky certification. Moab's closing in on the dark sky community application, planning to do so next month. In the meantime, McMurdo reports that residents are asked to offer their opinions on the new retrofitted lights on Main Street from 300 South to Uranium Drive, just south of City Market. A total of 8 streetlights were retrofitted, 4 with 3,000K luminaries and 4 with 2,400. There are 4 lights on each side of Main Street, with the 4 on the north 3,000 and the 4 to the south 2,400. Residents are asked to compare the color of the lights, the color of rendering and brightness in terms of both safety and glare, and you can email your thoughts to sustainability@moab.org. Utah leads the nation with 23 designations, including Castle Valley, which was certified in January. Arches and Canyonlands National Park and Dead Horse Point State Park also enjoy dark sky certification, as well as, of course, lots of places in San Juan County, including Gooseneck State Park. City getting ready for that application to be a dark sky certified by Dark Sky International Association. You can learn more and read more about it in the latest edition of the Times Independent, also available online at moabtimes.com. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at some other news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Let's see here. A missing person alert in the Tuba City District of the Navajo Nation. Ty Furcap, 33-year-old man, 5'7", was last seen on January 19th. He has a surgery scar on his right abdomen and a facial scar. He also has is on medication for an unspecified medical condition. So if you know where Ty Furcap is, the Tuba City Police District is looking for him, want to know his whereabouts. You can contact them at 928-283-3111 or 928-283-3112. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7. We've got more local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll go ahead and take a quick break, hear from some sponsors, and be right back. You're listening to the morning show on 92.7.
When you have pain, weakness, and debilitation, it's easy to get the physical therapy you need in San Juan County at Precision Rehab. You don't need to limp along, putting up with discomfort that saps your strength and movements. Precision Rehab is here to restore you to activity with clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. Whether the pain is in your knees, hips, shoulders, feet, or neck, we have innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Spring's right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has all your seed starter needs covered. Garden and flower seeds are here. The January white sale has been extended through February. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you celebrate spring with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Friday, February 23rd, 2024. 9:15 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at some news throughout the Red Rock listening area. Report out of the Cortez Journal, Bailey Duran writing about the RV parked illegally in Cortez for months behind the social service building has been moved. Duran reporting that the owner of the RV was given 96 hours to move her illegally parked RV. The woman was later arrested for obstructing a peace officer, and the woman's two dogs and cat were turned over to the Humane Society. According to the Cortez Police Department, the woman had moved her RV from where it was parked on 1st and Chestnut Street to American Auto Care, but the shop was not equipped to repair an RV of the size. After obstructing an officer, Price was arrested, and the RV was towed by a truck and trailer provided by Able Towing. The woman is also appeared in court and had conversations with the judge. If you'd like additional information on that, you can check it out in the latest edition of the Journal or online the-journal.com. Again, it's an RV you may have recognized if you're in Cortez. Police gave the woman ample time to move it and was unable to, so it was then towed. So that building behind the social services building there in Cortez has been towed, that RV. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look, let's see. This is in the outer reaches in San Juan County, New Mexico, but the New Mexico Department of Health Science Laboratory confirmed the state's first case of hantavirus this year. And the San Juan County man who contracted the disease has been released from the hospital in his home. Recovering, of course, hantavirus, or HBS, is a severe, often fatal respiratory disease that's transmitted from rodents to humans. Initial symptoms of it include fatigue, fever, muscle aches, headaches, dizziness, chills, and abdominal problems. The illness progresses to respiratory symptoms, including coughing and shortness of breath. There were 7 cases of hantavirus in New Mexico in 2023, and 2 of those patients died from the disease. So again, the first of the year in New Mexico, taking place in San Juan County, New Mexico. So be aware and reduce the risk of Hantavirus. So you got to air out closed buildings such as cabins and sheds, as well as abandoned or stored vehicles before entering. Trap mice until they're gone. Set up soak nests and droppings with a disinfectant such as a 10% bleaching solution before cleaning them up. Do not sweep up rodent droppings into the air where they can be inhaled, and dispose of trash and junk piles. Hantavirus, like we say, can be fatal, so be careful out there as you're out and about. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Montezuma County reporting on their fairground solar project. That's almost complete. The project included installing 346 panels on the arena and shop that'll produce an estimated 221,000 kilowatt hours of energy per year, saving about $15,000 in energy costs per year for Montezuma County. Using solar energy is intended to prevent nearly 3,800 metric tons of CO2 emissions over the next 25 years as well. It's the equivalent of taking 800 vehicles off the road. So Montezuma County's project there at the fairgrounds, nearly complete. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look, funeral services for Daniel Douglas Bandis, age 38, of Blanding, began today at noon at the Blanding Stake Center of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 10 to 11:30. Celebration of life for Dolores resident Sarah Lynn Reisenhoover will be held at 10 a.m. today at the Rock Spring Church in Cortez. She passed away Saturday at the age of 84. Graveside interment services for Elijah Leroy Rogers, age 41, of Cortez, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Cortez City Cemetery. Yeah, for more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. Once again, you're listening to The Morning Show on 92.7. We'll take a break and be right back.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs. Call them today.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
8Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Friday, February 23rd, 2024, 9:23 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. That song you just heard was All the Man I Need by Whitney Houston. That was the number one song in the U.S. on today's date in 1991. It was first recorded by Linda Clifford for her album I'll Keep on Loving You. The single became a major worldwide hit for Whitney Houston. Seems like pretty much throughout the early 90s, we're getting a lot of Whitney on the morning show. She had a lot of hits. Well, let's take a look today in history. The number one song, as we mentioned, also on this day in 1836, the Mexican army began its siege of the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas. On February 23rd, 1945, U.S. Marines raised the flag on Mount Subarachi on the island of Iwo Jima in World War II. Today's date in 2000, Carlos Santana won 8 Grammys for the album Supernatural, tying the record with Michael Jackson. And on today's date in 1905, the first Rotary Club was founded in Chicago. Local and active Rotary Clubs are available in many parts of the Red Rock country. Today is National Banana Bread Day. Ooh, that's a day I would love to celebrate. Today is also Pinocchio Day. On this day in 1940, Disney released the movie Pinocchio. Also, Tootsie Roll Day today. On February 23rd, 1907, the patent was submitted for Tootsie Rolls. And I'd be happy to celebrate Banana Bread Day. Tootsie Rolls, that's a little bit lower on my list of needing to celebrate. Let's take a look at birthdays today. First, starting with those famous. Composer George Frederick Handel was born on this day in 1685. Man, that was a long time ago. I don't think I can do the math that quickly to see how old he'd be. I'm curious. I got to do it. So 2024 minus 1685. So he'd be 339 years old today. Happy birthday, George Frederick Handel, 339 today. Actor Peter Fonda was born on February 23rd, 1940. He died in 2019. His biggest role was in Easy Rider, which he wrote the screenplay for, son of Henry Fonda and sister of Jane Fonda, or brother of Jane Fonda. His sister was Jane Fonda. That's another birthday. More recent birthday, actress Emily Blunt was born on this day in 1983. She's 41 years old. She's in a lot of things, Devil Wears Prada and Mary Poppins. Also in a movie her husband wrote and directed, Quiet Place. Businessman Michael Dell is 59 today. You could probably guess what company he started, the Dell Computer. Let's see. Also, guitarist Johnny Winter was born today in 1944. Named one of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time by Rolling Stone, he briefly dated Janis Joplin. World War II pilot Paul Tibbets was born today in 1915. He died in 2007. He piloted the B-29 Superfortress, named the Enola Gay after his mother, that dropped the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. On today's birthday of a name Bill just likes to say, it's Major League Baseball player Bobby Bonilla, whose teammate was Barry Bonds, to form the original Bash Brothers. It's a lot of B's. Born today in 1965, Bobby Bonilla retired in 1999, and the Mets still owed him a large salary, so they agreed to pay him for every year until 2035. So every July 1st, even though he retired 25 years ago, Bobby still gets a $1.9 million check from the New York Mets. The Mets thought they were going to get the best end of the deal because they were invested in a fund that promised incredible returns. The fund was managed by Bernie Madoff and ended up being a scam. By the end of the deal, it appears as the Mets will pay Bonilla about $50 million from what was originally a $6 million debt. That is a great retirement for one of the Bash Brothers. Taking a look today, happy birthdays locally to San Juan Record employee Swayze Jack. Happy birthday, Swayze. Taking a look some other upcoming birthdays. We've got other birthdays today, actually. Happy birthday to Justin Hunt and the late Dan Barnhouse. Weekend birthdays for Arlen Borgen on February 25th. And on February 24th, rather, on the 25th, there's birthdays for Rhett Mon, Jennifer Acox, and Spencer Frost. Let's see here if I have any others on my birthday calendar. Bill put this one together before leaving. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. Looks like one other weekend birthday to add, Stephen Helquist's birthday on February 24th. Once again, you are listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's right, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. Hey, we've got quite a few of them this morning. We'll send you over to that and then be back with the sports report. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at The Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719 4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Ferrand role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Diné Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Running now at the Moab Museum, a story of resilience amidst injustice unfolds in a Moab prison camp, Japanese-American incarceration in Grand County. The former CCC camp at Dalton Wells, 14 miles north of town, transformed for 106 days in 1943. Dive into this history in our own backyard and its lasting legacy by visiting moabmuseum.org. Stop by 118 East Center Street in Moab from 9 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday.
Come check out the big bargains this month at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard in Moab. Four packs of GE HD LED bulbs are $13.99. Duracell AA and AAA 8-packs just $8.99. Rubbermaid 32-gallon wheel trash cans $19.99. Plus, stock up on winter staples like ice melt, heaters, insulation tape, and fire pits. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Hearts, love, and sweet winnings at the Ute Mountain Casino. Get ready for a month of excitement with sweet winnings. Every Saturday in February at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., we're giving away $1,000 in cash every drawing. Every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. Every hour, we're giving away $200 in cash to one lucky winner and $25 in free play to their friend. Sweet winnings and Sunday Fun Day await at Ute Mountain Casino.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. It was a barn burner yesterday in the 2A Utah State Boys Basketball Quarterfinals. Number 8 Grand County fell just 1 point shy of upsetting number 1 Kanab 59-58. The Red Devils are still alive in the 5th place bracket and are taking on the number 4 South Sevier Rams in the semifinals this afternoon. The Dove Creek boys beat Caprock Academy 36-33 in the Colorado 1A District 1 quarterfinals in Olathe yesterday. They're set for a showdown with local rival Nucla in the semis tonight. In other boys' district semifinals tonight, Mancos and Dolores are squaring off in a showdown between local teams in the 2A District 3 tourney in Telluride, and Montezuma Cortez will face Crested Butte in the 3A Intermountain Tournament in Bayfield. On the girls' side, Montezuma Cortez is taking on Ignacio in the 3A Intermountain semifinals. Mancos is playing Telluride in the 2A District 3 tourney, while Dolores faces Ridgeway. Dove Creek is up against North Park, and Nucla plays DeBec in the 1A District 1 semis. Good luck to all our teams. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Yeah, and that's a sports report. We're getting close to that big week here at the station where we head to the state tournament, the 1A state tournament in Richfield, Utah. We'll have a ton of games starting Wednesday. Should be a lot of fun. Just a reminder, tomorrow at 1, we'll have our first of those state playoff games. At least in the 1A tournament, as we'll be broadcasting Monticello boys taking on Dugway in what should be a good game. Missing Bill here, so I've got a text in from Art Adair, good employee of Red Rock 92. He let us know, we were wondering aloud the other day when the last time it was that Monticello girls made the state tournament, because of course they're amongst a group of teams that are in the 1A tournament, Monticello girls, in Richfield, along with the Monument Valley and Whitehorse girls and the Whitehorse boys. Monument Valley and Monticello boys got to win a game on Saturday to get in. Art looked it up for us, and it looks like that the Monticello girls have only missed the state tournament in 2020, 2021, and 2022. In 2019, they lost, at Richfield High School, and then last year they lost in the first round at home sites. That was at Intermountain Christian. So congrats to the Monticello girls getting back in the tournament, and thanks again to Art Ader for hooking us up there with that info. Once again, it is the morning show on 92.7. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. Last night, the Dallas Mavericks beating the Phoenix Suns 123-113. Denver Nuggets defeating the Washington Wizards 130-110. And the Jazz falling to the Charlotte Hornets 115-107. So several of our regional teams in action tonight. The Suns are in Houston taking on the Rockets. That tips off at 6 p.m. And Denver is in Portland taking on the Trailblazers, tipping off at 8 o'clock. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.